Except you repent, you shall likewise perish. Those were the words of Jesus, words that we will consider today with our study from the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
On Jordan's thorny banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For almost 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Well, greetings and hello, everyone. Once again, we come back with a study of the Word of God, and we appreciate you joining us today for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. We also extend a thank you to our Jay Webb and his kind words always, and Jay will be back to tell you about some good opportunities of study that's just ahead for us here from International Gospel Hour. Let me mention quickly, everything that we offer here is absolutely free. You will not hear us ask for money from our listening audience. So please take comfort in that, relax, and let's study together. You know, I love the occasions as we turn back the clock and present lessons from the past. Too many well-written, plainly preached, and biblically based outlines are placed on bookshelves and are seldom looked at. Oh, but not here at International Gospel Hour. Today we want to hear from Brother Fred Dennis. Hailing from Ohio, Brother Dennis preached several years primarily in Ohio and West Virginia, and among his writings, he penned three volumes titled 50 Short Sermons. And we're blessed to have Volume 1 available to us here at International Gospel Hour. And today, we're going to consider his lesson titled, Repent or Perish. Before we do that, we want to go to our Jay Webb. He has a few words about our work here at International Gospel Hour. Then we'll return for our lesson and our study together.
The quickest way to reach us is our toll-free number, 1-855-IGH-6988. You can request free Bible study courses, ask a question, or make a comment. Let us know where you hear our broadcast. The number is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number again is 1-855-IGH-6988. Or if you prefer, 1-855-444-6988.
Jesus said to those who were contemporaneous with him, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3-5. The very salvation of our souls depends upon repentance. The subject looms large in the teaching of the New Testament. The forerunner of Jesus Christ, John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:1-2. In the next chapter, we hear this. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4:17. Both John and James held out the coming of the kingdom as a motive for repentance. In their day, the kingdom was at hand. Jesus chose the 12 and sent them out to preach. What did they preach? Among other things, they preached repentance. And they went out and preached that men should repent, Mark 6:12. It is still true that men should repent. When Jesus gave the Great Commission, he said that repentance should be preached, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, Luke 24:46-47. We should note what was to be preached and where this preaching was to have its beginning. We follow the apostles till we come to the day of Pentecost. Then, for the first time after the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ, the gospel is preached. This was the birthday of the New Testament church. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Acts 2:37. The gospel had been preached to the ones who had betrayed and murdered the Son of God. The preaching of this gospel had pricked their hearts. It made them ask the important question just quoted. This was in Jerusalem. Do not forget what Jesus had said should be preached beginning at Jerusalem. So they no sooner asked Peter and the rest of the apostles what they must do than they had the answer. What was it? Well, hear it. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38. Thus the apostles were preaching exactly what Jesus said should be preached, and they were beginning this preaching at the exact place where Jesus said it was to have its beginning. Paul preached repentance. We hear him from Mars Hill, Athens, as he stands there and preaches Jesus Christ to those Athenian philosophers, or those philosophers from Athens, if you will, the Athenians. Listen to the words of Paul. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he had raised him from the dead, Acts 17:30-31. God wants repentance preached to all men, and he wants all men to repent. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9. My friend, have you come to repentance? To get people to repent is one of the hardest things in the world to do. We must reckon with the stubbornness and obstinacy of the human will. It is comparatively easy to get folks to believe and to be baptized if we can get them to repent. What is repentance? Some would tell us that it is a confession of sin, but such is not the case. Is it possible to confess sin without repenting of it? Of course, when one repents, he will confess, but he may confess without repenting. Others tell us that repentance is a reformation of life, and neither is this true. Reformation of life is a fruit of repentance. And then still others think that godly sorrow for sin is repentance, and they even think the Bible says this, but it does not. Godly sorrow for sins leads to repentance, but it is not repentance. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death, 2 Corinthians 7:10. Our question is still unanswered. Jesus explained it this way. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. Matthew 21:28-29. Now, if we can tell what that son did, we have what Jesus meant by repentance. Even a child would say that boy changed his mind, and that change of mind led to a change of conduct. This, dear listener, is repentance. Again, Jesus said, The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here, Luke 11:32. Whatever these people of Nineveh did, Jesus called repentance. He said they repented at the preaching of Jonah. We turn back to the book of Jonah to learn what they did. Jonah went there and preached, the people believing the preaching. They turned from their evil way, Jonah 3:10. The preaching caused them to change their mind, and this change of mind led them to turn away from their evil way, or turn from their evil way. This is repentance. What would cause anyone to repent? The Bible holds out two motives to repentance. One of these is the fear of punishment. Jonah held out this motive when he said, Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown, Jonah 3:4. This plain preaching caused them to repent. It takes mighty plain preaching to cause some to repent. Jesus was using this method when he said, Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. The fear of eternal punishment in hell will cause some to repent and turn to God. We ought not fear to preach anything that is plainly taught in the Bible. Punishment in hell is taught for those who will not repent. The goodness of God will cause some to repent. Romans 2:4. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? If we can get people to contemplate the goodness of God, many will be led to repentance. No doubt most are caused to repent by the commingling of both motives, the fear of punishment and the goodness of God. Children obey their parents through the fear of punishment and the goodness of their parents. Sometimes folks ask how long they should repent before they are baptized. Now, of course, this shows a lack of understanding of the subject. It does not take long to change one's mind. Saul of Tarsus changed his mind immediately when he saw that he was wrong. He thought that Jesus was an impostor, but when he saw his mistake, he was ready to say, "And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" Acts 9:6. The Philippian jailer was baptized the same hour of the night. Acts 16, verse 33. Oh, dear friends, how beautiful is the study of repentance. And as in the realm of Abel in Hebrews 11:4, we're thankful that men like Fred Dennis continue to speak today with such an awesome lesson on repent or perish. Dear friends, have we prompted you to think about your life and changes you need to make? Things that you need to look at a little further? May our free Bible study available by mail be of help to you towards your decision. Here is our J-Web to tell you how you can receive our free study.
Friends, the International Gospel Hour offers for free a Bible study course available by mail. That's right. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. It's free. Give it a try. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, "Home Study." That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type "home study" in the message box. We'll send it right away. Thank you for your interest in the things that be of God.
Well, dear friends, we hope that our study today of Repent and Perish, or Repent or Perish, rather, from Brother Fred Dennis, has been profitable to you. You know, this is a study that we cannot understand. We just must understand repentance and its beauty, and we hope this study has accomplished such today. We'll study together another time. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory. And we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.